Lesson 8. Mr. Carpenter is working for a travel agency in downtown Tokyo. Today, 4 customers came to his office to make hotel reservations. Coincidentally, they are all going to visit the same American city, Newport. Mr. Carpenter has information about major hotels in the city and their pricing, see table, and is trying to find the best hotel for each of the 4 customers. Pay close attention to the prices and features of the hotels and the number of people who can stay in one room. Remember that, in the United States, the charges for hotel rooms are normally based on the type of room instead of the number of people staying in it. For example, if a group of 4 or 5 people want to stay in a room with only 3 beds, they can probably ask the hotel manager to bring in portable beds. However, sometimes the number of occupants for each room is restricted, for example, to a maximum of 4. Mr. Carpenter has the following information about each customer's preferences and needs. Mr. Smith, a businessman, is going to attend several business conferences in Newport. He wants to stay at the cheapest hotel with a parking lot, so that he can rent a car and drive around the area. Miss Yamada is going to visit the city for sightseeing. This is her first trip to the United States, and she has no acquaintances who can pick her up at the airport. Therefore, she is seriously concerned about the transportation from the airport to the hotel. The Suzuki family consists of Mr. and Mrs. Suzuki, their 13-year-old daughter, and their 4-year-old son. They want to stay at a hotel near the sea at the lowest possible price. Miss Yoshida is hoping to visit her friend in Newport. She has requested Mr. Carpenter to find an inexpensive room near the shopping district so that she and her friend can go shopping every day. Indicate which hotel Mr. Carpenter is most likely to recommend to each customer.